In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom comments on the recent findings of African swine fever in the Dominican Republic.
African swine fever in the Dominican Republic is very concerning, to say the least. It's been 40 years since there's been a confirmed case of ASF in the Western Hemisphere, but quite frankly, it's not all that surprising. And the good news is that the U.S. industry has been very proactive in working closely with USDA to prepare for these sorts of situations and really help bolster the protection for the U.S. swine herd. USMEF, as an organization, we have protocols in place as it relates to ASF affected countries in terms of staff travel, trade team visits, or any other activities of this sort. Now, granted, COVID-19 today has really slowed much of this activity, but we have added the Dominican Republic to the list of countries where extra precautions will be taken. ASF and the DR won't probably have an immediate impact on trade. I mean, the USDA already prohibits pork and pork products from the DR from entering the U.S. due to classical swine fever. The DR has been an outstanding market for U.S. pork, and we expect this to continue. The U.S. shipped more than $90 million in pork to the DR in 2020, and in 2021, we're up about 50%.
But Hallstrom says more work is needed on regionalization agreements that will help protect the U.S. industry's ability to export pork.
These positives in the Dominican Republic herd heightened the need for the U.S. to be more proactive, working on regionalization protocols with key trading partners like Mexico, like Canada, like Japan, should ASF or any foreign animal disease, for that matter, reach our borders. The industry has been very proactive in this regard. Organizations that we partner with, like National Pork Producers Council, we've been raising this discussion with USDA, and I think we need to continue that momentum.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.